Well, good morning. This is a segment that we added on the online service called Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And I don't know if there's any thoughts going on in there. You know, but Scripture said that Jesus, when he was with the disciples, he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures and predict that the Messiah would suffer and third day be raised from the dead and forgiveness and all that stuff and the promise coming again. So I just, when I think about stuff like that, I think God does open our minds to let us understand the Scriptures and the hope that we have in Christ. But I've been thinking today, thinking on a lot of things. My sermon title for this Sunday is called Written in Stone. Now, I know as a kid I watched the Flintstones. I always liked the Flintstones. And the life of our modern day set in a time of B.C., before Christ, and living with the stones and the rock. And I always thought it was fascinating, that show. And now I can find it on MeTV. So, Written in Stone, or the Flintstones. And it just gives us a good opportunity and an understanding about written in stone, so to speak. Like with the with Moses, you know, bringing the tablets down, that the Ten Commandments was written in stone. And I've just been thinking a lot about that and the promise and the hope that we have in Christ. It's just a fascinating thing to understand that love relationship with God through Christ. And to know that he prayed for us in John 17. And get a chance to read John 17. You'll find it so wonderful. The scriptures, though, a lot of them are what we call the canon, which is the Bible that most of us carry. But you know, there's a lot of scriptures, too, that just never made it to the canon for one reason or another. In fact, the Dead Sea Scrolls contain many of the scriptures that we are familiar with. But also, there's some that we're not familiar with. And all of these, evidently, were part of the scriptures that Jesus may be referring to. And one of those literally says it was written in stone. You know, they discovered something not too long ago called the Gabriel Stone. And it's about 1st century B.C. Not written in the same ink that the Dead Sea Scrolls were written with. This 3-foot limestone tablet contained a Hebrew text that appears to verify at least some before Jesus' time of the prophecy of the Messiah. But we as people need to rely on the scriptures and the Holy Spirit, because Jesus is not here. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to have Jesus here in the flesh, and we can sit down at his feet and to be taught the scriptures and be taught the hope and even experience healing, that he's healed a lot. So I say that because I'm thinking about this. Yesterday, Judy was at the doctor for her treatment. Before she goes to her treatment, she goes a week before and gets a PET scan done. And then when they're ready for her treatment, she visits with the doctor before the treatment, and they go over the PET scan. And just want to thank you all for praying with us and for us. And when Judy was diagnosed with this large B-cell lymphoma, that the medical community now in our modern day and time is it's just amazing. She's going to the new TMH Cancer Center where she gets her treatments, and she got a wonderful doctor, and he's a man of faith too, so that helps. So yesterday when he read the PET scan, he showed it to us in pictures, and he showed us the PET scan, and we looked and we said, well, what are we looking at? Well, it's what you're not looking at. And then he flipped over to the original PET scan, and you could see where the cancer was and all that. He says, this is kind of unheard of after only these so many treatments, but your cancer pretty much gone. And Judy said to him, well, it's a God thing. He said, yeah, I believe that. He's a man of faith also, as I mentioned. So Judy said, praise God. And Does that mean I don't have to take any more treatments? No, you got to go through the whole regimen. So we're grateful for that. But you know, we don't know what kind of side effects. The side effects during the treatment has really been tough. But we don't know what kind of side effects that she'll have now. So far today, I'm recording this on Thursday, there's not much of a side effect. So we're hanging on to the precious hope. But it's just awesome to know that so many people are praying with us and for us, and especially Jesus praying for us. That's why I suggest take a look at John 17. Now, I don't know of too many other things. There's a lot of prayer requests that's on the bulletin information or even on the online thing when you click on the slides there, and you'll see the information from the on the bulletin and prayer requests that people put in. And we'd love to be able to work with you or pray with you, or if there's anything that's going on and you would like to have some intercessory prayer, we would love that. Just let Phil know. Send us a text or an email or anything to let us know. We would love, because I can tell you from personal experience and even experience with my wife and praying for people in the congregations that I serve, prayer works. Prayer. Now, we don't know why sometimes we're not healed at an instant, in a moment, but God does give us the peace that passes all understanding to be able to live and deal with this stuff, because it's crazy out here today with this COVID thing. So many people are so afraid and scared to death, and, you know, we need that peace that passes all understanding. So let's lift up some prayers this morning and just know that we love the prayers, we love the people, and we're so grateful that we can pray with you and for you. So there's some of the, let me find them, and there it is. And we'll see what's on the prayer requests today. Friends of Randy Morgan, Tom Moore. You know what? And I did it in church on Sunday, and I don't have it here in front of me because I talked about, let me just reach over here and get it, and I'll be right back. Okay, here I am. Tina and I guess Travis and Tina too and Carol Morgan, you know, we've had really lots of concerns about our young people and the situation they're going through with school and you name it. They got as much pressure and stress on their lives as we have on ours. And Tina and them listed by name all the youth that's in our youth ministry. And we all also come together today with all the names that are listed on our bulletin, because God knows our heart and He knows everything about us. And but this is what the prayer was for the youth and the people that's on our bulletin and also on a prayer request. And I thought, I didn't write this prayer, but it came together, and I don't know who wrote it. I know Tina had to be involved, and Travis and all of them, but this is what it says. Lord, hear our prayers for the youth and the people of the church. Fill their hearts with the desire to walk in your will and allow their testimonies to be a beacon of hope to all that they meet. Help them not to conform to the ways of the world, and may they be like a city on a hill, letting the light of Jesus shine brightly. We pray that your word has settled deeply into their souls and protect them as they come in and out of their schools or their workplaces each and every day, and allow their minds to be settled with the peace so that they can learn to fulfill your purpose in their lives. Help them to honor and respect parents or anybody that's in authority over them. And we thank you for the opportunity to know each and every one of them. And we covet your prayers that you will continue to bless them with the hope of Christ, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, I know sometimes when I come here, I just ramble, but the good news is, know that God wants to hear our prayers. He wants us to be in contact with Him through the grace of the Holy Spirit. We got Pentecost coming up here soon, which allows us to remember that God sent one greater than he, as he promised, the Holy Spirit. And you and the Holy Spirit can come to the Father any time that you want and talk to him in person, no matter if you're driving down the car. Well, anyhow, that's what we did with Judy's situation, that we just prayed for her every morning when we do our devotions and pray for the people of the church. Prayer is so important. So the prayer that we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, which is in Matthew 6, and the Lord's Prayer that I like to say is the Lord's Prayer because he prayed for us, and that's over in John 17 that I mentioned earlier. But the prayer to be used as a model prayer. When Jesus taught to the disciples, he told them, use this for all of your prayers to line up with. And I'll give you a guide as we pray that prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I hope and pray, though, that you do take advantage of the webpage and the things that Phil's put on there. It's really wonderful. There's pictures of the fellowship hall during the remodeling process, and it's just really an interesting thing if you can just click around, and hope and pray that you'll do that. In Jesus' precious name, we love you, and I know I'm rambling today, but hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.